How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, here we go. Jay Foreman, DP
Austin. Come on, 44.
I'm here. I'm in the building. Listen, I will
get
tell you.
Get to the stream.
Get to the stream. I'm going to tell you what. I do not like school, and this is going to be an example of it. But so here's it's you know, we got a play up here. It's you can't see it because we got the thing. It's 3rd and 10, about 6 minutes and some change left right here. And so this is a pivotal part right here as you get to the 50. You know, Nebraska, I think, is kind of this is a teeter totter part of the game. You know, the momentum is up in the air and you got it right here. So we look at it right here. So right now you got quarterback here. That's a run threat, right? Right. He's an athletic guy. And so how do you offset that? Right. This is just my opinion. This is not judging. So I don't want to hear anybody saying Jay's doing all this,
what?
But this is real. This is real deal. This is how you, when you have a new quarterback this is a great call. First of all, for me, my experience, when you have a new quarterback, I like that you have to force his hands, right? So you got my man, Big Game James, okay? You got Judy, that's Ty Robinson, Jamari, and I think that's Princewell up at the top, right? So what do? Is you want to create a one-on-one to get him home or get a player home to force him into a quick throw, make the tackle within reason, and then go from there. So right now, you look like right here. Let me see what we got here. So I'll just push the.
You should be on the pen already.
All right.
So try pushing. Circling someone.
All right.
Yeah.
Right here. So
tap the screen.
All right. Here we go. So we look like we're pretty much in like a little bit of a cover three. You got a middle safety there, which is Gifford. Got right here. It could be man or some type of zone. But you got a guy coming outside, here, right? You got a zero technique, what it looks like, a 3-3. So, right, that's pretty much an old 3-4 front, except for you don't have a backer, right? It's zone, right, because we've got the linebacker dropping to number three, which is hot route, right? If you know, I love wedding crashers. It says hot route. What you want to do as a linebacker, you want to know where your help is, to send them to your help, and also know if you're hot. That means I used to say, we got business, right? So most likely this quarterback here from his coordinator, which is the head coach, you probably want to look for a matchup problem. So that would be most likely here. So he's dropping off of number three here, or whoever comes number three. So if we take that back here, see there, look at that. Say they do a switch route a la Ohio State with close proximity in their alignment, then number two could be, whoops, number two. Hold on, I got it. Hold on. Here, right here. Where's this stupid?
Tap the little pen on the bottom bar.
I know. Hold on. There it is. There, see there,
yeah,
Austin?
Now we're rolling.
So it'd be no different if number two here kind of runs a route right here and he runs to the flat. At the end of the day, he's dropping off number three. Okay? Uh-oh. Okay? Now, when you're dropping off number three, depending on the coaching, you either want to play top down or underneath. Okay, you want to play top down generally if it's zero because you have zero help. That's why they call it cover zero. But since potentially, now granted, I'm saying all this from my experience way back in the day when football was so much different because the football was different. It was 53 and a half and not 100 yards. And we played on a different field. Okay, now the potentially since I have a hole dropper, I personally, Jay Foreman, because I'd like always like to make sure that I'm CYA. I'm kind of looking at GIF and say, all right, I'm gonna play this pretty tough. All right. Reason why I'm gonna play it pretty tough, I'm gonna play it underneath and make them throw what make them throw the loop, which is you try to dictate the trajectory into a harder pass. right? I don't want you to throw it where you want to, on time, on target. I want you to throw it somewhere you don't, because I am banking on one of these five getting home or getting him off his spot, let alone I like my athlete here, here, or all of them to be able to chase this dude down within reason, because I think they're, you know, pretty well coached across here. That means we can't let him out of the pocket. We got these three gaps covered if he tries to go gut, you know, gut QB sneak. I call it the gut punch, because anytime it's third and 10 and he goes right up the middle, then you're in trouble. You're really in trouble in third and 10 when you're playing zero. By this, you know they're not playing zero. So there is a little bit of help. So you're covered in all ways. This is not blaming anybody. This is just teaching, right? This is something that we're going to start doing. So then after we do that, right, Austin?
Next frame.
How do I get the next frame again?
I'll get it.
I tap this, right? And then I push backspace, right? Oh, there we go. All right, so now, right? So here we go. Everybody's still going.
I got the pen again.
I got the pen. Everybody's going, okay? Here, here, okay? You can see his get off is excellent. Here, here, here. He's not thinking about QB draw. His eyes are down, downfield, right? You could tell it's some sort of zone, and these guys are sitting here, right? They might be playing inside hook to flat, inside hook to flat potentially, but we know my man's going deep third, right? So even if it's cover one, you got to help her over the middle. But it looks like a zone, because my man's taking a zone drop on him. It's already declared kind of by the separation between two and three. You're dropping hot off of him, right? So he's just kind of looking off right here. He's trying to read him, but you see he's going back in a back pedal a little bit. He's in a back pedal, so it looks some sort of like cover three, right? So now we're good. So you got to know your landing spots when you're hot, right? Most likely the hot routes against a blitz, which this is a five-man rush, are here and here. Quarterback probably sees this. All right, not an advantage. Sees this, somewhat of an advantage. I don't think of it as an advantage. We need a little bit of better technique here, right? So you got it, right? So me, when you see this guy right here, I want to aim for his inside leg or inside hip, okay, on my drop. Why is that? You want to come inside hip leg, because I want him to potentially, hey, I'm getting good at this. So I want this route that wants to come here. This is where the route wants to come, so you can catch it and turn it up. They want to catch this and turn it up here, right? I want this route right here. Why do I want this route right here? I am putting all the pressure right here on these two by what I do. For him to come down and either knock the ball loose or knock him out. Okay. Plus, it's a long, he has to hold it for probably 0.25 seconds longer. That doesn't seem like a long time, but watch what happens after this. Okay. Hold on. I got to get this out. I got it. Also, chill out. Okay. All right. Now, here we go. Hey, man, this is pretty sweet. I could do this all day. See? Look at the dip and rip. Win. I like this. They had some sort of game. He's coming around because what? He's a right-handed quarterback. Where they like to go? Here. Got a good athlete coming here. Close the door. Closer. Secondary closer. Two big dudes coming right there. Rushing bull rush, what we like, right? One of them will probably end up here. So essentially, you just have kind of changed the three where they are initially after the rush, right? So now we're here. You can't really see it. Got a corner here. You see, you're sitting here, right? Sitting here, making him make a decision. Sitting here, making it make a decision. A little too high right here, right? So as you see his left hand right here, sticking him. Actually, he's pretty good because Javen's a really good athlete. I would have probably really liked, this is being in the perfect world, right here with the right hand sticking him, make him run almost to the ref. I guarantee you, if he can't throw it as quick when he comes here, he has to hold it, sack time, and it's tackle for loss. So now, potentially, it is, where's the original line of scrimmage? Right here, that's a 5-10-yard loss. So now you're looking at 4th and 20. That's almost a guaranteed punt. I mean, no, ain't almost. It is a guaranteed punt in fourth quarter. They end up catching it, kind of flops around right here. He gets it to the 9.5-yard gain. And then the next play, they run speed option to us, 36-yard gain. And then it kind of takes the momentum out.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
When personal finance connects you to both your funds and the stuff that matters, that's money. And that's Cash App. Know what else is money?
Using Cash App to request that $50 your cousin owes you.
Actually, finally, getting that $50.
Easily divvying up those pizza and wing checks before your boys have a chance to slip out.
Tipping the delivery guy when you're flat out of cash.
Hearing an awesome musician on the train home and tipping their cash tag.
Sending everyone in your family group chat a dollar just because.
Splitting the cost of tickets to that really expensive sporting event you were afraid you were going to have to foot the bill for.
Watching your paycheck grow without you lifting a finger.
Collecting all that money for your fantasy football winnings.
Or at least easily shelling out that money for your fantasy football dudes.
Getting paid to read a wonderful ad script from my good friends at Cash App.
Sending, spending, saving, splitting, tipping, donating, gifting, or just typing numbers, all with the number one finance app in the App Store, that's money. That's Cash App.
Download Cash App from the App Store or Google Play Store today to create your own Cash Tag.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So the big thing about this play, okay, you fans out here, do we get this off of there, Austin, or do I just close out? Is we'll continue to do this out throughout the year, or not throughout the year, we only got two games left. We're going to do Wisconsin next, the plays that they run. The potential is that I always talk about the cause and effect. It used to be the four-minute drill. It's actually about the 7.5, potentially sometimes in the fourth quarter, the last 8 minutes. You think of, I need as many possessions or I want them to have lesser position or possessions based on the score. Okay, right here, if we got them right here, I think it's 6 minutes and 22 seconds, right, Austin? Is that 6 minutes and 22 seconds? Okay, we get the ball back probably at 6 minutes left. We get two first downs, say we stall out, we get to go down there. We still have two timeouts, so we would probably, if we can force them to throw one pass, keep them within inbounds and not a first down, two timeouts, we probably get the ball back, give or take 2 minutes and 45 seconds or less. Ideally, at or where this blue line is, going in to kick a field goal to win the game. Right now, we were able to do the same, but we let them score. Now we're down by 8. It's different driving 78 yards, having to score a touchdown plus 2, even though our 2-minute drill was good, but it's a little bit different versus you have to say, hey, we can run this same route. They miss a tackle, boom, field goal. Or we're in field goal range. They got their dobbers down, one little screen pass, touchdown, walk it off through the deal. Now it's all what if and all this stuff, and it's not blaming anybody, but it's just a little technique right there that's imperative. And really, to be honest with you, we had a chance to make the tackle. And it was all, you know, flimsy or flopping. You could always look back. Oh, well, just make the tackle. I'd rather you try to make a play. And that's what happens. Sometimes when you try to make a play, it doesn't work out. Just make the play you need to make. And it's not by no means. We know people like to try to create negativity. Nobody's calling anybody out. It's just a little different in the technique. And those are the things when you're winning games, you know that you're diving into those details and you're doing versus when you're not. Those are just little things that aren't going your way. The only other thing I could see, if I could give advice, is the difference between last year and this year. I felt like last year we played better overall team defense. And team defense is right here at the beginning of this pass rush here. This is team right here. Whoops. This is team right here, right? Doing what you're supposed to do when you do it, when you have to do it, right? The reason why I know about team defense and not doing team defense, I talk about when Dallas Clark caught that touchdown against Marcus Coleman. Okay. Gary Walker, who's one of my favorite teammates, didn't do this right here because he didn't think he was going to get the sack. You want to know where Peyton Manning got that from? We played Jacksonville 2 weeks prior with the same blitz, the same coverage. I've been in this position with two safeties back here. It was Eric Brown. We call him Wolf. He was over here. And we have Marcus Coleman here. Well, the reason why Marcus Coleman came up is because Gary was supposed to have a hold contained. That's not very good team coverage or team defense. And he ended up throwing around a throw to Dallas Clark, who came from the other side of the formation. So it all goes together, right? Team defense could be as simple as DP is the cover four safety. I'm the linebacker. I'm the jack linebacker. I'm the outside linebacker. Austin is the tight end, uncovered. I know I'm either blitzing or say I'm going to the flat. I know I have most likely number two or the running back's going to be flared at a flat. I got to get somewhere. I don't give you a free release as a linebacker, as a stack linebacker. I give you a good jam at 5 yards, okay? Because I want to get you off rhythm. I don't want you to be able to go to him right quick. I want you to see color, which is me covering him. I'm actually not covering him. I'm actually helping you cover him or DP cover him. Those are the little things probably that will lead to success. Does it lead to points or not? But I can tell you what, it allows you to play a little bit faster. People don't realize when you are more physical and getting teams off of rhythm, it actually slows down your play clock in your brain. It's like a weird reverse effect. You know, we used to have people come and talk to us about that. It's like almost shocking you into playing faster. And then that allows you to communicate faster. It allows you kind of like dive into the details of the game. And so little plays like this or anything like that, those are just as important as if we're trying to close out a game against a Hail Mary or into the, you know, quarter or anything like that, or anything on offense and defense. So that's a little bit of, you know, schooling there, you know, where people always look at the end, right? They're worried about probably the next play. They don't even think how you got there. They think, oh, it was just no big a deal.
Or what if, you know, the bounce goes a different way?
What if the bounce goes a different way, which always happens in the game or which can happen. But I think I like my chances of him getting home and making the sack right there, another half a step, 0.25 seconds, and making him run in the hoop. Now, I still like my chances right here of coming top down. But if you know you're going to cover top down, let's meet him right where the ref is. And that's, you know, I hate doing these things just because, you know, I'm probably harder on linebackers than I need to be. There's nothing really wrong with it. It was more or less the results didn't go the way, and it was more of a tip. But I'm trying to give the people that listen just a little bit of the minute details that, number one, I had to be in that position. I can tell you right now, it's like I'll never forget, we were playing down in Atlanta against Chris Chandler and the Falcons. And we were running cover two backside, and for whatever reason, Jerry Gray wanted us to cover the deep end cut with a safety. You know, one guy to the side. You know, one, you know, backside of cover two, that should be essentially be outside end coverage. So he wanted the linebacker to cover that. And really, what you have to do instead of playing a curl in cover two, you essentially have to center field turn and roll with the guy that's coming in, a wide receiver that's got a free release. You got to really time it out. That's the same thing right there. I've been in that position. I had to learn the hard way. I think they end up catching that on us. And I think their field goal kicker came. I think Morton Anderson hit like a 52 yarder, a long flight back to Buffalo. Cause I felt like I lost the game. So it's by no means did this play lose the game, but there's plenty of plays that go on during the game. I always look at the plays before the touchdowns, because those are usually the ones that usually set up and give them a lot more confidence to do it. Because even if we make the tackle right here, and that's the line of scrimmage right there, the blue line, right? So if we make it right there, so that's the 1.5, 2.5, 3, 4th and 6, something like that. Probably, I think.
Oh, if he drags you for a yard, it's 4th and decision.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah. And he had it, you know, when the ball's bouncing up like that, you want to go for it. I don't really see anything wrong with it, but just a little bit different technique right there that I had to play, because I ran those type of defenses and stuff like that. But I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, Nebraska being at 5-5, while you're at 5-5, they're doing a lot of good things. You can't, this is the problem I have with people always try to like talk about the coaches. And really in this right here, I'm probably wrong where I say like the players are doing everything they need to. You just got to do a little bit better. We're doing good things. We just got to need to do the little things better. And this is a prime example of it. You can't say this is a bad call. You can't say the players aren't like trying. Now, there was a couple plays, a couple guys were, you know, contemplating trying, you know, but this is not it, you know. And this comes from experience, but then also you guys will have to be giving credit that this is the perfect call and is actually a good play. It just didn't work out our way. So anyway, hope you know everybody got all that. I definitely would encourage people to go back and listen to it, all the scribbles and scratch. I will get better.
We'll do it again on Wednesday.
We'll do it again on Wednesday. We'll maybe try to do something on Friday with Wisconsin. I think, to be honest with you, defensively, we'll see some inside-outside zone, some power and counter, and that's what you're going to see. And the quarterback will throw just enough to try to they'll take a couple shots, and the quarterback will throw enough to kind of keep us, you know, respecting what they're doing. They have good receivers better than they had before. Nobody that we faced, not better than USC or Ohio State or anything like that. So we should feel very comfortable going out there and playing against them and doing well. So we got to really bow up against the run this week. Anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back, get back on schedule. Went a little bit long. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.